Beverly Hills, come on down to our steakhouse. You know, the people have said we're not family friendly, we're not kid friendly. Yes, we are kid friendly now at Casey Beverly Hills. God damn it.
Hey, Ted, you that's all going out over the air.
Well, if it's going out over the air, hi, everybody. We're on now.
Yes, we're on right now. But it's okay, Ted. So, Ted, you have done something I think revolutionary, and I think people should know about it.
Well, I'd like everyone to know that Phil Henry encouraged me to come on the air and to come clean, but to say what we were doing.
You're inviting kids to the restaurant.
We are inviting kids to the restaurant. We've got them in the restaurant right now, and they're a lot of fun to have here. They're a lot of fun to have here, and I think it's a good move for us to. Family friendly.
Ted, it sounds like you're a little bit nervous, and I would be too with so many children running around. But you deserve our accolades and our congratulations.
Well, you know, I've got a son of my own, Josh. And
how old is Josh?
He is, Jesus Christ, I don't even...
You know how old your son is.
I know. He's 11 years old. And he's here tonight, as a matter of fact, although we did ask him to wait in the car for us, because we're going to be leaving early here. But I got to tell you something, Phil, it is a wonderful thing to be able to have him here. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Hey, Phil, it's Rudy. Ted right now is going to... He's going to go have a cocktail and sort of... Relax, I got Chef Carl Cedilia here. Well, Chef Carl Cedilia, the kids are wonderful. They're running around and enjoying themselves. You can hear them right here. No, you can't go in there. Somebody get this kid out of here or the kid's going to burn himself alive. Do you understand? That's the kitchen. That's the kitchen. The kid.
Hey, Chef, would you like us to talk to you later?
No, it's okay. I just had a kid. I had a kid come into the kitchen. This is a great time for a families, Phil, with Tedster coming up. We thought... And I'll be honest with you. I was the one that talked Ted into opening the restaurant up to families with kids, give the restaurant the needed family, I don't know what you would call it, the needed family.
What's going on, Chef?
Nothing. We've got a kid that ran into this. There's a kid running out there now, fooling around at the valet, grabbing keys. So what
is he doing?
There's a kid that was in the valet area. You okay, Tony? I got it. The kid took keys. Look, let me step in. Hi, Phil. It's Ted. We had a kid try to steal a car. Again, we had a kid try to steal a car. He did not. He just grabbed some keys. It's a little tiny kid, only about... The kid's about 7 years old, Phil. Like...
Okay, you know, who am I speaking with, first of all? Is it going to be you, Ted?
I got it, Bill. I'm sorry. Chef, go ahead. Go back in the kitchen. I didn't mean to say go back in the kitchen. No, Phil. Really, what this represents more than anything, I think, to all of us here at Ted's Beverly Hills is an opportunity to bring the kids on board, to have the kids, you know, come into the restaurant. To have the kids come into the restaurant to...
Maybe you're going to go in the office or something.
Where are you going? Don't ask me where I'm going. I'm the owner of the restaurant. Oh, my God. Get back in the bar.
Hey, no one tells me. Rudy Canosa.
Maybe we ought to talk about this some other time.
No, it's all right. Hi. Is that yours? Did you get it away from me? Thank you.
Ted, that's no way to talk about it. I know you have a child of your own.
I have a kid of my own, but I... Marcy, you know, Josh and Marcy... Oh, God. Oh, laugh it up, Phil. Look at Ted having troubles.
No, it's not funny to me, Ted. I think it's great of you to have the family, and why don't you just relax behind it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Anyway, Phil, we have, as you know, Tedster's coming up. Turn that heater off, will you, Joey? Tedster's coming up because I'm burning up in here. That floor heater, turn it up. But the floor heater, turn it off. But one of the... Shut the door. So I can tell you, Phil, that it was something that we wanted to do because people had been complaining, like yourself, that we didn't have any kids in the restaurant.
Why are kids... You got a son of your own that you love very much, and you know, you spend a lot of time with Josh. Why are kids such a burden to you?
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Phil, when I was about 15 years old, my father, when he owned a restaurant, and it was at that time it was still called Chicks on the Beach.
That's about the 15th different name I've heard about your father's restaurant.
Well, that's the name of the restaurant that I remember when I was 15. It was called Chicks on the Beach. Okay, it was right there on PCH.
Okay.
He decided to have a clown come in and do a kid's birthday. He wanted to do kids' birthdays on Saturdays. In came the clown. I forget the clown's name. It was Bobo the Clown or something. It was a local clown. And in come about 50 kids. I can still remember my father at about 7 o'clock at night standing there.
Are you all right? Take your time, Ted.
I can still remember my father standing there with a garden hose about 7 o'clock at night, hosing down what was left of the restaurant.
Hosing down what? Hosing down what was left of the restaurant?
Yes.
What happened?
The place burned to the ground.
Good God. Well, the kids got out?
Oh, yeah, the kids got... Everybody was safe. Everyone was fine. What happened was they were fooling around. They had this clown. He was lighting birthday cake candles, and he was doing fire eating. Phil, I'm telling you about something that happened to me, okay? In my restaurant. Oh, would you shut the door? Please, shut the door. All right. I'm telling you, Phil.
I understand, Ted. You had a clown.
Very funny, huh, Phil?
Hey, Ted, today Ted's in Beverly Hills stands as a great example of what a great manager you are, what a great owner you are. So, you know, I don't think you should be jumping on me. You had bad times. You had bad luck. We're talking about it right now, okay? Those days are behind you, though.
Yeah, well, they're bad memories, and guess what? I've reignited them by bringing kids in here, okay?
What does Marcy think?
Who?
Your wife.
Okay, Phil. God, your wife. She's totally in favor of it.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's a good move. It's a good idea. I know the kids are loud, and they're running around the restaurant. There's no clown in there juggling fire, is there? Ted, you're kidding me. You had a fire eater there?
I didn't. My father did.
Oh, this is... Oh, yeah, that's right. This is back when your dad owned the restaurant.
Yeah, and it was Chicks on the Beach, as I said. And he decided to have birthday parties for kids on Saturdays.
Now, when it was Chicks on the Beach, it was a...
It was a steakhouse. It was a very sophisticated adult establishment, okay? It was right there where, you know, Topanga meets the PCH.
Okay.
So, anyway, he decided to bring a clown in, and the clown came in doing this birthday party one Saturday. I'll never forget it. And the clown was doing some fire eating. I don't know what else. And they had a lot of...
Whose idea was that?
I don't know. It might have been my dad's. I think the clown talked him into it. This clown named Bobo the Clown or Buzzsaw the Clown or something. His real name was Odor Wenby. Do you know this guy?
Who?
Odor, O-D-O-R, Wenby.
His first name was Odor.
Yeah, that's right. Why?
Pretty funny, Ted. Ted, did he smell?
Did he smell?
That's what I asked, chump.
I'm sorry. No, no. But anyway, he talked my father into this, you know, let's light about 5 birthday cakes at once. So he had this torch. Well, one thing led to another. One part of the restaurant caught on fire. We got the kids. All the kids got out. In fact, the kids were out of the restaurant by the time the place really caught fire. The parents were there to pick them up. I don't think anybody really knew the place was on fire until my dad walked back in after seeing the kids off, and he saw a whole corner.
Oh, my God, Ted.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, and there was nothing he could do. They called the fire department. By the time the fire department got there, they were hosing it down, but the place burned down. And like I said, the memory I have is of my father standing there with a hose at about 7 o'clock at night, just hosing down any hot embers.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
And I guess if I were you, I wouldn't have kids around. Although it's tough. It's tough for me to blame the kids. It sounds like it's more somebody opened the door up again.
Oh, would you shut the door, please? Yeah, I don't know.
That's rough, man. And I'm sorry. But you know what? Like I said, Ted, Phil's right. You've built that place into twice the business your father had. It's in Beverly Hills. You've got a wonderful business.
You really do, Mr. Bell. And I've been over there and everything. And I've had the Ted, I've had the Tedlet, and I've had some of the cutlets.
You've had the Ted? Oh, you had the gimlet, which is the Tedlet, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a cutlet. What's the cutlet called?
That's called the cut Ted. It's not, you think of it as the Tedlet, but the Tedlet's a gimlet.
The cut Ted.
Yes. Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I just having the kids back tonight. Go ahead, open the door, Jerry, because I know they want to talk to me. Some of the parents? Some of the parents want to talk to me. They want to know if they're going to do birthday cakes. Yeah, they're going to. We'll, just a minute, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's been great. Yeah. So you can hear the whole thing going on outside, so.
Ted, I, Mike, I commend you.
Hold on. Get it away from me, please. Yes, no, I'm Ted Bell. Could you get that away from me?
What are you doing, man?
The kid came at me. Thank you. Yes, ma'am, we're going to have the birthday cakes in about 10 minutes. All right. Oh, boy, here's the worst part. They wanted me to... You're going to do the clown, right? Yes, I'm going to do the clown. They want me to dress up as Ted the Clown.
What, Ted, everything that you do, man, whether it's Tedster, Tedmas Eve... Ted, you know, all that stuff.
Ted McGee.
You know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Ted-a-ween, Ted's giving, and now you're Ted the Clown.
Yes, because we've got kids here, and they want to entertain. Now, how else do you entertain a kid unless you got a clown? Unless you have a clown, okay?
There's something you're not telling us, and I'm wondering what it is. Why are you not telling us why you really have the kids there?
I'm telling you because the last time we had kids in a restaurant en masse was when my father owned the place, Chicks, and it burned to the ground.
So you're trying to make up for that.
I'm trying to make up for that, yeah. And one of the things we're not having is a fire-eating clown.
But you're going to get into clown costume?
Why did that sound weird, Phil? You get into clown costume?
I didn't say that. You're going to get into...
Yeah, you said you're going to get into clown costume.
You're going to get into a clown costume.
Yes.
Well, my hat's off to you, pal. I think you're a great man for doing it. I really mean that, Ted. And don't let the shadows and the darkness of the past... keep you from pressing forward.
Oh, well, thank you, Gautama Buddha. I gotta tell you...
Don't be a cynical asshole. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, and I appreciate it, Phil. Just, it's been scary here. It's been real scary. All the... Oh, Jesus.
Ted, you can do it, man.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Ted, it's time to come out as Ted the Clown.
Okay, hi, everybody. It's Ted the Clown. Hi.
Okay, Ted, thanks very much.
Fuck this.
Ted the Clown. Ted the Clown there. I don't think it's right that we just leave him. Well, we're leaving him. What do you want me to do? God.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, come on down. I'm Ted Bell. I'm going to be Ted the Clown tonight. And that's Ted the Clown for the kids. But also, in terms of my career, I'm Ted the Clown. Nothing.
Meat in your mouth.
Hey, it's Ted Bell. You know, something else I'd like to slip into your mouth, and that's a world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass subscription. I'm only kidding, of course. I'm using that as sort of a way to bounce off of Ted's of Beverly Hills into Phil's great promotion. It's the great Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Slip that one in your mouth, huh? Of course you can't. You have to put that in your ear. You have to stick it right in your ear and go to sleep with it. I guess I'm kind of screwing this up. Yes, a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Take it from Ted Bell. You have one, right? Oh, yes, I do. I don't need it. I don't pay for it. Because, well, it was comp. Anyway, a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Take it from Ted Bell. It's worth it if he paid for it. If I paid for it, it would even... If free, it's worth it. But if I even paid for it, yeah, it'd be worth it still. You know, there's a lot on there. I mean, I'm glad that I'm getting it free. Yes, get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. Take it from Ted Bell. Well, what does that mean? You're not giving it to them. Oh, yeah. No, take it from me. It's fantastic. I love it so dearly. And I want to thank Phil, by the way, for coming out to the restaurant while we were doing that whole kid thing and I was a clown. Yeah, I was a clown, all right. All right, Ted. Sit down. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah, I was their little clown, wasn't I?
Hello, this is Frank Gray, and I want to thank Phil Henry for allowing me to come on with Margaret, my wife, and One thing we didn't do last fall, Margaret.
One of the things we did not do last fall, and I'm thanking you for reminding me, Frank, and for you giving us the time, Phil, promoting our annual fall concert tour. This year, we didn't do it in the fall. We're going to kick it off in the summer at Hoda's Chowder Palace.
Hoda's Chowder Palace, Pacific Coast Highway, in San Pedro. It was located, I don't know. I talked to Hoda. It told me that it had moved.
Well, I think it's still there, Frank. Hoda's Chowder Palace, we'll get you the address. It's in San Pedro, and you'll see the big sign, Hoda's Chowder Palace. They specialize in chowder.
They specialize in chowder.
Well, this is where, Frank, you booked me there.
Yes, of course, I booked it there, and it's... What, are you having a hard time with that?
No, Frank, it's just that one of these days, I'd like to have a class place.
I'm sorry, honey. You know I love you, and I love it. I love it more than any woman I've ever known, and it's important. So I will. It'll be great. Believe me, it'll be great, and it'll be great.
Thank you. Now, the next gig, and let me do a little.
Give him a taste of what it. Listen, wait till you hear it sing.
You've got those cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Do do. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it, stud. When I start seeing some of this, then you'll hear longer songs.
Well, look, Margaret, that comes when you do the gig. Oh.
Right, when I do the gig, then I'll sing longer songs for free here on The Hendry Show.
Oh, man. Okay, it won't sing until it gets paid.
What's the next gig?
All right, the next gig, very proud to, and I talked to it, one of my best friends in the world, Nose Hollander. And
who's it? The guy?
Nose, you know Nose Hollander. It was in the army with me, and Nose did a tour in Korea, and then came. I think Nose should be dead, you know. But it's a wonder, and we booked Margaret into the Nose Hollander Crab Sanctuary, which is
now this isn't a wildlife sanctuary.
No, this is where people go and they eat crab, but it's a sanctuary for people that eat crab. And I, you know, you're not going to like this, Margaret, but there was a time when Pedro was crawling with sailors, and a lot of them had...
Oh, my God.
Well, they had the crabs, so they could go there and eat a meal in peace.
What are you doing, Phil?
Sorry, I was... Hey, Henry, excuse me for calling you Henry. Would you get out of here? Has it been hanging around?
Yes, he...
Think that's funny, huh, Phil?
The guys had crabs. Talking about these sailors had crabs, they could eat them. Move on to the next one.
All right, then the next. Well, you have the list.
Oh, yeah. I have the list. So that's Hoda's Chowder Palace. Then we have the Crab Sanctuary.
Yeah.
And, okay, then in July, we kick off a month of July, the Independence of Music, as Margaret Gray sings the greats, and we'll be at Bub's Shrimp Closet.
Right. This is Bub Fanninola, who is a dear friend of mine, and it always books Margaret. And Bub, I love you. I don't think there's a more loyal friend than Bub, and it every year it has you, and it has it booked into the club.
All right, so this is Bub's Shrimp Closet, and that is in Pedro as well, right?
Yeah. All these places are Pedro. They pay a great tribute to the great sailors.
Right, the ones that had the crabs and could go and eat a meal in peace.
God damn, it won't let it go, will it?
There's Phil again.
Sorry. Phil, why don't you go outside, walk in front of a truck? Oh, boy, Frank.
That was rude, Frank.
All right, I'm sorry. Then the final gig of the summer for Margaret will be in Newport Beach. You're going to go down. How about that, Margaret?
Oh, a little bit of class. This is great.
Right. It'll be on PCH right there at Jamboree Road in Newport Beach. Margaret will be singing some of the great blues. What are the blues? Are you going to do blue?
Am I going to do the blues?
Yeah.
You didn't finish the word.
Oh, sorry. So it's gonna sing the blues. Sing a blues.
Well, they call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just the same.
Yeah. That's any more?
No, that's all you get. You come out, folks. There's a 2-drink minimum, no cover charge.
Yeah, and it'll be in Newport Beach at the Whale's Dick. And
what is this place?
It's called the Whale's Dick. I swear to God, it.
Well, I'm not playing any place called the Whale's Dick.
Oh, come on, Margaret. It's brand new.
This is a joint on PCH called the Whale's Dick.
No, all right, I got it wrong. It's Dick Whale's Summer Seafood Cottage. I'm sorry.
It's what?
It's called Dick Whale's. I know Dick. I'll
bet you do.
It's Richard Whale's Summer Seafood Cottage.
All right, Richard Whale's Dick Whale.
Well, I thought it was the Whale Dick. Maybe it was the Dick of the Whale.
Do you mind, Phil? Sorry. I guess you think you're funny, huh? No, I don't.
Anyway, I was on the phone with Dick, or Richard, if you will, this afternoon, and it told me it's looking forward to your gig, Margaret's gig, as it sings there at Richard Whale's Seafood Cottage, Newport Beach, California.
Oh, luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. If ever you're... I forget the rest.
Right. That's great.
Believe me, folks, you come out and see me, I'll know all the words.
Well, it better, because it's...
What's that?
Nothing, and nothing at all. All right, so that's it, folks. That's our summer schedule. I hope you come out and enjoy it as Margaret Gray sings the blues. And I have the blues, trying to collect from some of these club owners.
Oh, give me a break. Anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for CM Free Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Rest in peace, Jed the Fish Gould, who passed on Monday, April 14th, 2025. A great broadcaster, a great creative inspiration. Thank you, brother.